Congressman Sam Brownback of Kansas is a freshman Republican member of the House who campaigned on the issue of coming to Washington to balance the federal budget. I asked him whether this agreement on 1996 spending is something he can take home to his constituents in Kansas.
Absolutely. We're going to be hitting our first-year balanced budget targets in spades. We wanted to get the deficit down to $158 billion this year. We will have it down to $144 billion. We're moving down, and we're doing it the way we said we would do it, by cutting spending and not by raising taxes.
But you have not yet managed to get much of a handle on entitlement spending, on Medicare, Medicaid, and so on. Do you see that as something, after the experiences you've had so far, do you see that as something that is possible?
Yes, I do. And particularly now with what's being reported of taking place on Medicare. Unfortunately, Medicare is going broke. I mean, this is something that's going to have to be dealt with in order to save Medicare, and that's the most sensitive entitlement program. Now, I think what we've proven here, and we will hit our first-year balanced budget targets, is that we are serious about this. We did it in an election year. It is critical that it be done now before the baby boomers start retiring. And we just need to keep about the job of doing this, and we're going to be able to get it accomplished.
Did you find as the year went by that your constituents were thinking realistically about what balancing the budget might actually mean to them in terms of programs that they use or sacrifices they might have to make?
Mostly, I think, Linda, the thing that I got from my constituents was time on it. Are we doing these things too rapidly? There were programs that they were saying, now this one really does help a segment of the population that needs help and
life.
it can't help itself any way or another. You know, one of the biggest lesson areas I think I learned in this was on the farm bill, and that's a bit separate from this, but we went to a market-based farm bill, and we did it over a seven-year transition time period. I think the lesson we've got to learn is that as you do this, as you change and you shift this huge ship of state around, you've got to do it over a period of some time, and so people have time to adjust and work with the new realities.
Some of the promises that were made, some of the goals that were declared, particularly by freshman members of Congress, included things like the elimination of entire departments of the government, elimination of big programs, things that didn't happen. Now, what about that?
Well, they didn't happen in the first year, and this is a seven-year plan to balance the budget. And in those proposals, for instance, like in eliminating the Department of Energy or the Department of Commerce, we were saying let's do away with the overall bureaucracy, but keep certain key programs that the government should do. For instance, like the National Weather Service, Patents and Trademark Office, Census Bureau, the development of nuclear weapons, all were kept. And those are key big programs in those areas. But that objective has not been dropped. And I think as we go on, we're in year one. We've had a very successful year one. As we get down through years 5 through 7, I think you're going to see that these are virtually requirements of what we're going to have to do to balance the budget and get our spending in line with our revenues. And plus, a number of us would like to not only balance the budget, but we think we ought to start working on this mountain of debt that both Republicans and Democrats have built up over the past 30 years in the country.
Well, thank you very much for talking to us, Mr.
Brownback. Oh, sure. Thank you, Linda.
Sam Brownback, Republican of Kansas.